The Survivor, Episode 4, Run. Level B1.
Previously on The Survivor. We've got a survivor here! There's a survivor here!
She is very lucky to be alive. She's in a coma, but we hope she will come out of it.
2 months ago, a bank truck with over $2 million was robbed. The criminals were never caught, and the money disappeared.
What does that have to do with Jane?
The truck was robbed near that airport.
I know your real name, Agent Sanders.
One hour before the plane crash.
Buddy, hi. Thanks for meeting me. What would you like to drink?
I don't want anything to drink. I shouldn't even be here.
Calm down, buddy. Everything is going to be okay.
They know. They know about you. They know I've been talking to you.
Wait a minute. What are you talking about? Who knows?
The other guys from the bank job, the robbery, they know about you. They know you're an FBI agent. They know I've been talking to you.
That's ridiculous. Nobody knows about this.
They have someone on the inside at the FBI working in your department. I can't believe this. I'm dead. I'm so dead.
Relax. Just listen.
No, you listen. I've got the money, here in a bag. I'm leaving tonight.
You took the money? How?
I was there for the robbery, and I saw where they kept the money, and so I took it. Anyway, I'm getting out of here tonight.
I can help you. Let me help you. I can protect you.
Protect me? No, no, no. You don't understand. These guys don't just rob banks. They kill people, and they have a friend in the FBI. $2 million is a lot of money, okay? I think that money will keep me safer than your protection.
Wait, I
just came here to say goodbye because I like you, okay? But if they know I'm talking to you, they're going to kill me. If they know I'm talking to you and I stole their money, no way. I'm getting out of here. See you later, Sanders.
Wait. Wait!
Hello, Agent Sanders. I know you can hear me. Don't worry. I thought we could talk. Just you and me. I need you to wake up, Agent Sanders. I need you to wake up and tell me where the money is. You see, I know it was either you or Buddy who took the money. Because the money wasn't on the plane. That means someone hid it somewhere before the plane took off. I need to find the money. I'm in trouble with some dangerous people, Sanders. The people who robbed that bank? If I get the money for them, everything will be okay. And I think you know where the money is. Do you know where it is? I know you can't speak, but perhaps you can move your finger. Here, just let me put my phone here, under your hand. I want you to tap the phone. One tap means yes. Two taps means no. Do you understand me? You can hear me, Sanders. And I think you can move a finger. Answer me. Fine. Maybe I'll talk to your little brother. You think I don't know about your little brother? The only family you have left? Oh, we know about him. He lives alone. He hasn't seen you for years. He doesn't have a job. Maybe I'll pay him a visit and talk to him. Maybe I can make him help me. If you don't answer me right now, I'm getting on a plane to New York. You know what I'll do, right? Good. Good. Let's get started then.
Hello? Excuse me? What are you doing here?
I'm Agent Kowalski, FBI. Just visiting your patient here.
It's 10 p.m. There are no visitors allowed now.
Of course. Of course. I'll come back later then. Sorry, I didn't realize the time.
Shall I ask security to show you the exit?
No. That won't be necessary. I can find it myself. Thank you, nurse. And well, goodbye for now, Jane.
The Survivor was created by the British Council's Learn English Teens website. It was written by Lindsay Clanfield, and original music was composed by Julian Jahanpour. Sound production was by Creative Listening. To find the other episodes in the series and more English language learning material for teenagers, please visit our website at www.britishcouncil.org/learnenglishteens.